Playing the Hunter Valley's greatest hits, 981 2&M, Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Doesn't get bigger than that, does it? You're the one that I want. And Crowded House in there too with Fall at Your Feet. This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catrupi on this miserable-looking Monday morning. It's pretty warm. I hear it's, I don't know, close to 10 degrees in Singleton, and it's almost 13 here in Muswellbrook. In fact, let's find out, although that's not why we're talking to her. Lynn McBain joins me from the Singleton Tidy Towns Committee. Lynn, good morning. How warm is it in Singo?
8 degrees at the moment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Where I'm sitting anyway. Pretty cool, but certainly not as cool as Hastings, Victoria, where we were over the weekend.
So the reason you were in Hastings, Victoria, you lucky ducks or unlucky ducks, depending on how you look at it, you were there for the National Judging Awards presentation for the National Tidy Towns competition. How did we go?
Well, we're very pleased to say that as our state representatives, one of our projects got up and beat everything else all over the nation, and that was Singleton Slow Food Project. Now, the Singleton Slow Food, please make sure you call it food. It's not foods, it's slow food, going forward, was initiated by Michelle Higgins from Singleton at the time, and Michelle saw a need to, you know, get rid of the waste products that keep falling on our ground under our citrus, and saw the value in organising a citrus program to pass on citrus. Basically, it's called Citrus Rescue, and picking up the fruit that's dropped. Most of us have got fruit trees in our backyards if you live in a rural community, and this valuable resource has now got gets to a lot of people, whereas it would normally just get either just rot on the ground or go to landfill.
So how does it get to the people? Is it basically collected and then divvied out to those who need it?
Collected and distributed and made into jams and dried. And I think it would be a very valuable exercise for you to speak to Michelle about it, because she's so enthusiastic and so encouraging, and comes up with some brilliant ideas. But as she said, it started with a $20 budget and a lot of enthusiastic people from the Singleton area.
Wow, and now a national award winner. Congratulations,
yep.
Michelle.
Yes, yes. And projects like this, you'll see these now popping up all over, not just New South Wales, but all over Australia, because that's what the awards basically do. They encourage people to take on these projects that are innovative and have a really good outcome for communities and in the long term. I mean, these days, our Tidy Towns Committee didn't do the project. But what we do, we like to embrace and empower and educate and encourage our community and its endeavours. So all in all, Singleton put up 11 categories. We entered 11 projects in the categories that were available to us. However, it was quite difficult at times, because the category entries for state are very different for the category entries for national titles. So, but, you know, we're so proud of the fact that we can turn around every year and put up some incredible projects for both the state to acknowledge. And certainly, we came home with 12 awards at the state level, and then went on to represent the state at the national level, and have come home with a national award. It's really encouraging, and certainly it gets people to think about other things and how they can actually get in and improve things in your own area. Like, so many people think Tidy Towns is just about picking up rubbish. It's not. It's a holistic approach to your community. It's making your community better in so many different ways. We've got, you know, we're supported by our council, we're supported by our business, we're supported by our service clubs, supported by our community. And if you can all work together, you have some incredible outcomes that can come out of a small place like Singleton.
Yeah.
They certainly know where certainly felt our presence, let's put it that way.
Our council general manager, and I can say this because I know he's on holidays in North Queensland, he's a bit of a neat freak, isn't he?
I'm not going to comment on Jason's... I'm not going to comment on Jason.
Okay, I will.
well, we had we had two council representatives come with us, and that was Justin Fitzgibbon Barr, who was the acting general manager, and Bonnie Wilson, who was our sustainability officer, and just having that support from our council is an incredible achievement.
Absolutely.
So many community organisations such as us doesn't have that. We work hard to maintain that. We're 30 years old this year, our tidy towns. I have, and this is not something I don't know whether to comment. I certainly believe that you can't have a tidy towns program or a community program like this without engaging in all the facets of your community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, I know that I can go to certain people in this area and say, look, we know this group could do this, this, and this, and this. If they, you know, link up with this group, then that's a really positive bonus. That's what our Tidy Towns does. We link people up. We encourage people to get in contact with other organisations and work together. And I think that's something... in Singleton, we do particularly well.
I should have introduced you as the conductor.
Oh, no, I'll leave that to other people. But certainly, I am passionate about this town. I came to this town 44 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I was meant to be here. And from day one, and the lady across the road come over and ask if she could look after, you know, my kids wanted to go and play with her kids while we unpacked. I had the football club come down and help us unpack. I had the lady up the road who brought down a casserole. That's what it was about. And Singleton has maintained that despite getting bigger and having a transient community. We have so many people that, you know, leave Singleton but come back.
Mm.
It's, you know, and as I said, I can comment on our community. And what we do works here. It may not work in Musselbrook, Scone, you know, Murrundi, but if everybody found their own way of getting those organisations together, I would encourage them to do it and go down the process of a Tidy Towns program, because it really is. It brings focus to your town, brings focus to the projects that you're working on. It brings benefits to tourism. Like, we now have we've had it once before in 2006. We also won the state awards and went and represented the state in the national titles, where we brought home the Spirit of Australia Award. Now, we've got the Spirit of Australia. We've got the trophy to prove it.
Yes.
So there's so many other benefits out there now. Everybody that was at that presentation on the weekend knows where Singleton is. They know what we're about, that we have, you know, we're bounded by three incredible national parks. We have huge a variety of heritage, both Aboriginal and European. We've got built environment. We've got a natural environment that, you know, you're so proud of. So it's not just about keeping it focused on Singleton. It's about keeping the focus on Singleton, where we are. We're in the heart of the Hunter Valley. Where's the Hunter Valley? It's in New South Wales. We're, you know, that type of thing. Now people know where we are.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn, thank you very much for filling us in and for your passion for Singleton. My colleague Bear complimented you this morning when I said you were coming on the program this morning. So that's at least two of us that are on your cheer squad now. So
thank you very much. One last thing.
Yes.
We have a small committee of really dedicated people who have 10 fingers that to filter out throughout the whole community. Each one of us wears many hats, and I think that's the essence of the whole of rural communities. And I think sustainability is the catch cry, the buzzword now, but what's the most sustainable thing in a community is its people. So that's what I'll finish with, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you.
My pleasure. That's Lynn McBain, the conductor, as we're calling her now, of the Singleton Tidy Towns Committee on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.